But yeah, man, it's good to have you back in the studio, man. I've been, you know, making some changes, got a lot of stuff going.
Yeah.
A lot of new plugins, new equipment. So, you know, we definitely fit it for the job now. You know, I think I know a little something now.
That's what's up, man. I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, it is good to get back in the studio with you, man. I know we've been on a hiatus and stuff, man.
Life,
just,
man.
Just life. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, man. It's just life, man. It's just really just life kind of getting to us and, you know, recentering shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we are literally just recentering stuff, man. And now we're back, man. We're you've been recording. I know you was telling me earlier, man, you've been getting a lot of good work in. As me, man, just trying to refocus and restructure and get recentered, man. So again, man, like I said, man, it's I'm glad you team be motivated, man. I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah, man.
And all that, man. It's always good to have those type of people that are in your corner, you know.
Yeah, I respect the message. So, you know what I mean? All you trying to do is motivate people to do better. So, I mean, yeah, I'm on board with that.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
so,
man.
So tell me, man, like, I know the last time we did the dual thing, man, we it was questions and all that stuff, man. We really had some good questions, man. But this one, it's just a conversation, man, just about life, man. So what kept you going through COVID? Man, you had COVID, you didn't got married,
Yeah.
Like, what kept you going?
Shit, I mean, really, you know, when you come home every day, like, no matter what you're doing, if you go to work, see, I don't leave the house, but, you know, your kids, really looking at your family, you know, knowing you can't let them down, regardless of what's going on around you, you always got to keep doing what you got to do to make sure you put food on the table. So, you know, that's one of the main things that I focused on was just family. And I also took the opportunity to, like, you know, since I got a lot of time in the house, you know, to improve on a lot of things that I needed to improve on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got better equipment. You know, I went out there, learned a lot of stuff, took a lot of classes. So I had to keep my mind busy so I wasn't, like, focusing on all of the stuff that was going on. Plus, I turned the TV off, man. I tried to make sure I did everything I needed to do to be cautious. But at the same time, you know, I didn't want to see none of that, man. I heard a lot of people... You know, it's hard, man, to get on Facebook and see people losing family members, even people that ain't got, you know, they didn't die doing, you know, because of COVID or whatever. It's just people just dying, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a bad time to be having normal stuff that happens every day, you know, on top of COVID. So it was just, you know, literally just looking at my kids and just trying to do, you know, what I needed to do.
That's what's up, man. I think that it's also... you know, and for those that don't know, Corey is a musician. He's a recording artist, and he's a producer. So hence he's my producer. So, but nah, I mean, he works with a lot of people, man. We just happen to.
I'm just real secretive about my
shit.
Like,
yes,
people don't really know that I've been
doing this. Well, I just made it public.
It's all good.
I just made it public.
I mean, it's all good. People gonna know soon enough anyway. So
yeah.
I'm always in here working. While people sleeping, I'll be up in here working every day.
Yeah. So for me, you know, I think that that's important to know as well, man. That you know. Kids, I'll tell you, man, kids change a lot. Like, they reshape your perspective in life, right? So, if we have any parents right now that are listening to this, I mean, this is you all can attest, man. You will go through hell and back again. You will endure whatever for your kids, and your kids keep you pushing, man. And I think that, you know, for me, I experienced that. You know, you're talking, we got a total of four, and
shit, I'm with you.
You know, we got a total of four, and all four are different in personality. I mean, all four have different things going on. Like, I know, we're recording, which is not too far from my our hometown, Louisville, which I'm leaving here and driving down to go see my daughter play field hockey, and then my son, he has basketball practice up in Indianapolis where we live at, and my two youngest daughters, you know, so we are on the go, man. I mean, we are on the go, and I think to attest to what you're saying, you know, when you are at home and you're looking at your kids every day,
man,
and you're saying, man, like, I can't let you down, or whatever, you know, whatever goes on. I know for me, it was a struggle, man. Unemployed for a while. I stayed home with the kids for a while.
And that crushed you, like, just knowing, you know what I'm saying? Just the idea that you feel helpless in that moment. But you ain't, though, you know, so you always got, you got this, you got a lot of things going, but it's hard to see that every day when you're dealing with what you got going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a real... At a vulnerable time, you're feeling your most vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's just like...
Exactly. And you know, it extremely vulnerable, man. I think the word that you said, vulnerable, man. Yeah,
was, it's hard to admit that, like, you know, as a man, to be like, hey, I feel vulnerable.
And you know, and when people say stuff to you, or you get, you know, or you hear what people have said about you, it affects you a whole lot more in a deeper capacity, because you're like, I am not who you are saying that I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that person. Like, I am a hard worker. I am trying. I am this. I am that. And, but other people are not seeing that. Like, they don't see your struggle. They don't see your emotional struggle. You know, they don't see any of that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't see any of that. And you know, it's for me, it is. You know, it was hard emotionally for me, because I'd always worked, really, really tried to provide at that time for myself and my daughter and all that type of stuff. And then you get hit with life, and it's like, damn, like, who's really, like, you know, so like, who's really holistically behind you right now, right? Because, man, I'm going to tell you, and not to get too deep into it, man, but you're talking people that are close to you that doubt you.
Yeah.
People that are close to you that challenge your character. People that are close to you that are like, oh, he ain't doing this. He just sitting there doing that. All this stuff, right? It affects you.
Yeah.
Because you like, oh, first of all, you want to be like, mind your damn business. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to be like, mind your damn business, right?
Step one is to be defensive.
Exactly.
Like, that's going to get defensive.
That's the first thing you want to do, is get defensive, right?
Depending on who you are.
Right. And then, you know, and then you're just like, okay, hold up. I'm doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you always feel like you gotta prove your worth, right? You always feel like you got to, man, you know what? Okay. So for every rejection that I receive, let me make sure that they send you the email that they just sent me.
Yeah.
Right. Or you know, send, or you know, let me write down everything I go through and what I am working through, and what I still wake up, I'm still trying to do this around the house. I'm still trying to go out here and look for this and look for that. But at the same time, I'm not gonna compromise my self-worth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna compromise that. You know, I work too hard in school or you know, whatever the case may be. But every day, you know, I looked at my kids and I was like, all right, I got to keep going for them. And I got to keep going for them. Yeah, like, I'm married, but at the same time, like, I got to keep going for my kids.
Yeah, man.
Right? I have to, because...
Yeah, last line of defense.
Exactly, because, you know, I don't want my, you know, you have all these thoughts that pop up into your head. Mm-hmm. I don't want my kids to think that I'm worthless. I don't want my kids to think that I don't work hard. I don't want my kids listening to the bullshit that's coming in from other people and actually are buying into that, right?
Yeah.
Because kids are very impressionable, right? They're very impressionable, and I don't want that.
Yeah, and they're influenced very easily by whatever they hear. So you got to always be... you gotta be in competition with that really all the time, just because they got other people trying to teach them things.
Exactly.
You're trying to teach them what you want them to know. That's why I always tell my kids everything. And I tell them, like, look, we broke. You know what I mean? Look, nigga, we broke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they see what it really is. Like, so they don't have that confusion about life just being this complete flat line.
And
you got a lot of traction, a lot of turbulence. It's not easy. None of this stuff is easy. Navigating life is not an easy thing.
No, it's not.
And I want them to understand that.
You know, and then you even got to think about, like, you know, even your whatever situation you're in, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, like, you even got to think about that as far as, like, hold up, like, I am disappointing this person every single day, right? Right? So you're like, I'm disappointing this person every single day, and it's unintentionally, right? Yeah. It's unintentionally,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but then at the same time, eventually, because of, you know, human nature, because of the outside interference, they slowly start to believe the distractions or the interference that's coming in from the outside. Because every time they go home, they see you.
Yeah.
And they're like, hold on. Maybe you're not. Or maybe this. Or they start asking questions that you feel like, why would you even ask that? Like, you should know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm gonna tell you, like, that is a complete struggle, because, you know, that hurts the most. Because anybody, boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, husband, wife, whatever the case may be, like, those people should know your character and know you the most.
Yeah.
And when they start showing that doubt and you start hearing that doubt, it devastates you.
Yeah.
Right? So now it's on a deeper level. Like, once it was like, you know, the distractions get to you, the interference get to you, the bullshit that people talk about on the outside of your home get to you. But when your spouse, or when your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friend, when they start to slowly kind of lean towards that way and start to have the resentment, they start to believe that stuff, it completely crushes you, right?
Oh, yeah, because then you can start believing it, too.
Exactly.
So that's stage two. Like, first step is to deny and, you know what I'm saying, completely get defensive. The second, or I guess you can say there's two types of people. There's the ones that get defensive, because, I mean, I don't know. Whenever I hear somebody tell me that I can't do something, I just want to know why. So it's not just me saying, oh, I'm not going to believe you. I want to know why you can't. Why do you believe I can't? Tell me what it is so I can improve in areas, so I can prove you wrong eventually.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on the type of person you are, really. So, you know, first you might be getting defensive, you know. And I went through stages. I went through stages where I've never gotten defensive when a person told me that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always wanted to learn and write down, take down notes, see what it is they saw. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the other part of it is just, you know, where you go back into yourself and you start actually believing it. Like, you question yourself. And I do that from time to time, bro, where I would just be like, I hear something, or just like out of nowhere, or I just hear something else where somebody's doing it on a level where I can't imagine myself doing it. And where,
right,
I'm like, I can't get to that level.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You can, man, because it's one step at a time. So,
And that's I'm glad you said that, because that literally is extremely, like, that's what that embracing that vulnerability is, right? It's like, okay, you're saying all this shit about me, you're saying this stuff about me, you're believing it, and it's like, yeah, I'm hurt, I'm upset, but yet I now I'm in the mentality of I have to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
Right? And so now this is my opinion, right? There are probably some people that are going to be listening just like, nah, I agree. But this is my opinion. My opinion is there's no way that I should feel like I have to prove you wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's your spouse. That's your kids, right? Like, there's no way your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, like, there's no way you should feel like, man, I got to prove you wrong. Because if I feel like that, then that only means that you really, really believe the bullshit that came in, right?
Pretty much.
So you know what I'm saying? And then now you're projecting that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're, know what I'm saying? Being self-sufficient comes up in question. Being reliable comes up in question. Being
you're going about it in the wrong energy.
Exactly.
So so not to reword what I said, but to make it more like fine-tuned. So where you you know what I'm saying? It's like I never wanted to prove people wrong, but at the same time, it's kind of like one of those things where if you know, you know. So right. A person can believe or not believe. I'm pretty sure every single person that's been successful in their life, people doubted them all the way through it. But they pushed and persevered past that, and they still made it. So in essence, whether or not they wanted to prove them wrong or not, at the end of the day, they still ended up doing that. But they ended up proving themselves right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's really what it all boils down to. So, I still ain't done nothing yet. So, and there ain't really been nobody to, you know, to doubt me as much as I've doubted myself. So there really ain't nobody to prove me wrong unless they think that and they ain't told me yet. You know, I don't care. I'm going to keep on moving. And, one day at a time, like I said, you know, you just one day I come in here every day. I write something. Every day I'm in here making a beat, doing something, taking piano lessons. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of, it seems impossible, but when you start putting the work in, it just gets a little bit easier.
Exactly.
You get a little bit closer.
Yeah, and that's, you know that, I mean? I know that's what I had, that's what I encountered was, you know, during that time I became a certified life coach.
Yeah.
And me and you linked up and we got this going. I'm always got my notepad out. I'm always taking notes. I got this book that I'm reading now. It's called The Third Day, and this is actually like my fifth book, and I've been, you know, reading more and not just that, the physical health, man. Like I'm starting to get a little bit more active now, and I'm taking some vitamins and, you know, stuff like that, and I'm taking a lot more inventory. And do I still have my moments? Absolutely, still have my moments because, you know, I even started getting my Six Sigma, my green belt.
Bro, I ain't heard that in so long.
Yeah, man. So Six Sigma. I literally have kind of, you know, really, really started being reactive, proactive, whatever you want to call it, and not letting the disappointments and the naysayers, whether they be close to me or a foe or whatever, not letting them get to me, and just kind of being like, all right, you know, like, and I've been on this protecting my peace. So like literally, like if I'm not feeling it that day, going over somebody's house or going to go hang out or whatever the case may be, like, bro, like it is nothing but me be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm good, because you know what I'm saying? Like you have to be careful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you have to be careful.
Hey, I'm gonna switch this beat up so we can,
because
that same beat was it was driving me crazy. It was beating on my cranium.
Oh man,
I had to switch to switch gears.
Yeah,
you know, it's still some of the same stuff, but yeah, man, I'm like, I'm with you, man. Like, I mean, the more I think about it. Yeah, man, I put it like this, okay, just to get to the point of what I'm trying to say. COVID, man, like, this whole situation, it seems like everything's reversed, because you remember, like, the summertime, everybody was outside, and it seems like since COVID didn't hit, everybody doing the opposite. Like, I've been inside all summer. I ain't even went outside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it allowed me the opportunity to not go out there and do all this stuff, spend money, whatever, stay in the house, focus on doing stuff. But it is weird to have it flip like that, you know what I'm saying? To where, you know, people are still out there doing stuff. I'm just saying myself, like, whether or not other people are doing the same thing, and taking the opportunity of, like, the, you know, the stimulus packages and little extra money they got to just invest in themselves rather than going out and doing stuff that's going, you know, waste money or whatever. And not to make anybody feel bad that did that kind of stuff. It don't really matter, you know what I'm saying? But I just thought that I felt like more people were doing that now during this quarantine time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And invest, like you said, like, you know, entrepreneurship is at a high. I'm starting to see more people that I know, like, you know, posting about their jobs and starting business and stuff, motivating me too.
It's a really, really good thing to see, man. And I mean, they are really, really, you know,
entrepreneurship is at an all-time high.
It's scary, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just as scary as it was before. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still fail, but people got a little bit more passion and drive in them because they're sick and tired of relying on other people to pay their bills. Like, you are the one, at the end of the day, that's responsible to pay your bills.
Exactly.
But if you got to depend on an employer, especially in a time like this where they just dropping people, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest thing that I was worried about is whether I was going to lose my job or not.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And that's a fear, man. And you know what? And people, yes, people are hiring, but that's a...
And they firing, too.
Exactly.
And they laying off.
We'll go into that at a different level because that's a misconception, right? It's because they are hiring, but they're not hiring at the frequency that a lot of people will think these places are hiring at, right? And they're not hiring at the level or the positions that people think, right? Because, you know, you're talking, they're hiring, they're firing, they're putting in new policies because of COVID, they're remote, they're, you know, whatever the case may be, and now... It's there are some places now if you don't get vaccinated you fired, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you know what I'm saying? So, or you know, they have the privacy thing. I mean, it's just so much going on, and you're right, man. People are just tired of counting on companies paying their bills. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong. I mean, I work for companies, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Me too, but just.
But at the same time.
Yeah, they could just come in like Monday, like, hey, man, you know, we cutting back.
Exactly.
We don't need you.
Exactly. And that's scary.
Hell yeah.
Right? That's scary. So now it's like, okay, you know, how do I get involved in entrepreneurship? Well, what do you love to do?
Exactly. But if you ain't take that time to learn and you ain't got nobody that's like, hey, let me call, come on over here, let me show you what I got over here.
Yeah.
Then, you know what I'm saying? You kind of act like you out there, you don't even know. Like, you want to start a business, you want to be independent, but you can't. And then, you know, you still got the like we say, like the naysayers that don't believe, or, you know, somebody might have a little bit of info, but it's kind of weird how people just don't want to step up and help each other. Like we was talking about earlier where you starting to do this podcast, you promoting your stuff, and then it seems like, not saying that people close to you ain't going to support you, but it's just strange how people that don't know you will support you before people that do.
Oh,
and not saying that it has anything to do with hate or anything, but it does have... You know, I believe it has something to do with the way people, you know, not perceiving you as being this person versus the person that you're trying to become through your podcast
or
through your business or whatever. Like, they can't picture you being this person. So they just they ain't going to take you seriously until you are that person. So whenever, you know, people don't know you and you're doing it, they already view you as the person you present yourself as. So they start supporting you. But once they see that support, then they come back around and now they start supporting you too, which is all good, man. Like, but like I said, it ain't all hate, but it's like how people perceive that. Some people perceive that as hate. Like, now you want to show up when I'm successful. Like, nah, man, we was always there. We just, you know, I got this person, they doing it at this level, and this is the person I watch. You know, now that I see you doing it at that level too, hey, I'm shifting over to your stuff because I know you personally. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's the whole thing where, you know, we was talking about earlier, that little side note conversation that might not be on this topic or whatever, but...
No, but that's definitely something that's good because it's like, you know, I mean, you're right. I mean, when you're doing what you're doing, what anybody is doing, entrepreneurship, like, sometimes it does seem like strangers or people you're not as close to will dive in and support you more than what the people who are actually close to you will support you. And some of that is because, you know, some of that, you know, my opinion is like, they don't really think you're going to stick to what you're doing.
Yeah.
They don't really think that.
If they know me, they know.
Exactly. Like, they don't really think it may not work, or, oh, this is a phase, or, or they just may not believe in it, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool. But, you know, it's, I mean, like, I know we were talking about it earlier, and it is, you know, that's the thing, man. Like, that is something that is very, you know, it's real. And in entrepreneurship, you go through that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go through that. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay.
And it's just you have to stick to what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
And be passionate about it. And devote and, you know, dedicate that effort and that time to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that is very, very, very important. And with entrepreneurship, it has to be. Because you're going to hear a lot more no's than you do yeses to start.
You're going to hear no's. You're going to hear, you know, people going to slam the door in your face.
Yeah.
People not going to invest or you know, contribute in any kind of way. You know, you might, you know, a lot of people, the first thing you want to do when you start being successful is start bringing on people that you love and you care about. But just because you love and care about them don't mean that they the best workers or employees. And, you know, it's really delicate, man. It's like kind of hard to do it when you haven't done it before, no matter what it is you're trying to do. But a lot of people do some of the same things, and I'm not saying that like that's a general statement
that
I'm making.
Right.
But you know, because I'm like going down that journey myself, and I don't really see a lot of people alongside. Because you see me, man. You come in here, man. Like, to me, this is all experience. So
you come
in here, we record, do whatever it is we got to do. So each time I do this, I get better at doing it.
Yeah.
And not everybody's like that. So if you like that, and then you know, you trying to get somebody else to join with you, they might not be like that. So you got to pay for their services. But then you ain't even trying to charge for your services just because you more about me personally. I'm more about the knowledge than anything else. So it's like it kind of makes you retract and realize more that you know, you got to rely on yourself more than anything. Even if you do got people around you, you really can't expect to depend on them. Even if you can. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard because you have to learn to do it for yourself. Even if you plan on including other people in it, you have to learn how to do it for yourself.
Yeah, no, you are like absolutely correct because, you know, I mean, it's one of those whatever your focus is, right? Like for me, like, you know, being a life coach, I've had three clients and just recently added one, a young man, and his mom. And the first thing that come out these people's mouths, like, oh, how much? You know, like, what's the cost? And I'm like, yo, like, I'm not even right now. Like, right now, as much, yeah, don't get me wrong, as much I'm gonna be like, yeah, it's gonna be this, and this, right?
But, 400, right? Everything's 450.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But I understand where I'm at in this path and this journey. So for me, I'm like, look, ultimately I just want to help.
Yeah.
Like I want to help. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah, that's really
that's all I want to do is
cuz I want to see people help. Like cuz you know what? Cuz I've done things to the point where it's like, man, I don't even care, man. It's on the house. Go ahead and do what you got to do. And people might be like, man, that's stupid. Why are you going to do that for no money? Because at the end of the day, that person know how this all started. That person know that I moved these puzzle pieces where they needed to be so they can be where they are right now. And whether or not they willing to admit that publicly or do whatever, they know what happened. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's all that matters to me.
Right.
Between me and that person.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? That's the reason why I do it. I'm not doing it for you to do whatever. It's because I actually, at the end of the day, want to see you prosper. I want to see you grow. And I want to see how that looks.
And you care. And you care.
Yeah, you came to me telling me that I'm going to shift in the position and do the things I need to do to help you get to where you at.
Right.
And that's the type of person I am.
Yeah, and that's a blessing, man. And I think
you too, though.
People who are like that, they see blessings, you know. You know, they may see them later, but they see blessings. And you got to know, like, there's no immediate, like, it's not immediate success. I mean, there's a small percentage of people that have immediate success and those people just happen to catch the right wave, right?
Yep.
They happen to catch the right wave. They have the right people in their corner. But most of the time, it's not immediate success. And if you have immediate success, it's going to taper off.
Man, I would question that.
Like, it's going to taper off just because of how the universe, how it all works, right? And it's like, you, when you have that immediate success, you work harder trying to maintain that, right? And so, now, you, at that point, it starts to go down. And this is for all the,
this advice is for all, you know, all the entrepreneurs. Like, if you're doing it by yourself and you're like, you reach a high, right? You reach a high, you're killing the game, and then for some reason it starts to go down, right? Or you know, or that momentum starts to taper off. Well, now if it's just by yourself, now you gotta get people in your corner. You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta like get the right people that's in your corner, okay? And don't be afraid to restructure your business, your business concept, to try to re-energize that momentum, right? And to try to get that clientele, whether it's to sell this or sell that, whatever. Like, don't be afraid to do that, to think of different systems and processes that you can implement and things like that, because if you have to be subject to change, right? Like, you have to be subject to change, and or like, you have to change with the masses, okay? This type of person was your first client. Now that kind of tapered off. So now you got to go over here. Yeah. And then now, oh snap, that kind of tapered. Okay, now you got to go here. Now you've literally hit every group and you've had some success, because overall you want to be consistent, right? You want that consistency to start brewing. And so now that you've come full circle, now that consistency can start brewing, right? And so now that well-oiled machine is just running on its own. Like, it's just running on its own, right? And so it's just funny, man. I had a conference call with a company about probably 2-3 weeks ago, and you know, they wanted some insight on production, and you know, because that's what I used to be in. So they wanted insight on production and ins and outs about it as they were kind of adding a new section to their business. And so I told them, I said, you know, the thing is that you have to go into understanding you're going to have highs and lows for run, right? And then you are trying to get into the middle as best as possible and to maintain consistency. Once you maintain consistency, then all your systems, all your processes, all your tools, all your people, all your whatever the case may be is going to be streamlined, right? And once you have that streamline, and that, again, that well-oiled machine is just rolling. That was my message then, was like, you're trying to get your production line, you're trying to get this line to be a well-oiled machine to the point where it's so consistent that it doesn't matter who's on what job, right? It doesn't matter who's on what job. It's rolling consistently, right? Because when you have that, your training gets consistent. Your follow-through is consistent. Your follow-ups are consistent. Your discipline is consistent. Like, it is so consistent. And you're
talking just business in general when you're trying to, what your plan at the end of the day is to achieve this.
Exactly.
And you know what's so messed up about that is just hearing you say that. It seems like it sounds, you absolutely right, but it's so difficult, because when you're dealing with different personalities and egos in a workplace, some people don't share information. And I know I'm always playing the devil advocate.
No, you're right, though. I mean,
you're absolutely correct. But what's so messed up is, like we was talking about earlier, it's just the answer is always so simple. But when you bring the human mind into the equation, that's what makes it complicated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like getting people to fall in place and do all the things they need to make it become this well-oiled machine. It just seems like it's a little difficult. It's like, you know, people prefer different leaderships, and people prefer to work in different environments.
Right.
But at the same time, at the end of the day, to develop a business model that works well for every single person, that is like one of the biggest, like, it's a huge achievement if you're able to do that, because I actually have that at the job I have now. But you know what I mean, just that right there in itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's
a feat.
It is.
But what you said though, it's the right thing. Is you're absolutely right, because if somebody was to go on vacation, then you got somebody else to fall in that spot.
Yeah.
But then you have to have people that are wanting to do that kind of stuff, because that's the biggest element. Like, if this person fall in, are they gonna do this job as well as this person's gonna do this job?
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, like, I'm a circle back to, you know, when, like, during the time where, you know, unemployed and all that type stuff, and you know, I think for the first time, I know for me, speaking for me, you know, at that time, I think for the first time in my life, I almost devalued my education. Almost. Yeah. Almost. And I'll tell you why, right? Because you know how it is. When you're growing up, you hear you got to graduate high school, right? Then when you graduate high school, it's like, oh, you got to go and you got to get a bachelor's degree, right? Yeah. And then the bachelor's degree was just like the high school diploma, right? Everybody was getting them. So now how are you going to differentiate yourself? All right, well, I'm going to get a master's degree, right? And then my ass went back and got a second master's degree, right? So for me, I was like, man, I should not be in this position. Like, that's literally what I was thinking. And it wasn't on some arrogant stuff. It was literally like, I should not be in this position. I've worked my ass off. Like,
you said you got two masters.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't even about being arrogant. It's about literally being distinguished.
Exactly. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't go to the military. Like, I didn't play professional sports. I tried to, right? And I understood my limit. Like, I played high school, played college, played a little bit semi-pro. And, I mean, you know, I got rings, right? I got two rings. So for me, I was like, I'm good, right? Like, I'm at that journey is over for me, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, that journey is over for me. I'm okay with that. Like, I wasn't a big name person, and I didn't care to be, right? I didn't care to be.
You because just playing ball.
Exactly. Like, there's so many people that get caught up on who they used to be, who they were, like, their name and all that type shit. And I'm like, all in all, you're not playing no more. Like, you're not doing this no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was me, right? Thinking
that,
like,
my heart with that.
Like, it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because people are still on that coattail or you still looking for that, it doesn't make you no better than nobody, right? But anyway, that's on a tangent. But back to the education thing, like, yeah, like, that was real for me.
Yeah.
It was real. Like, two master's degrees, like, science management and then business administration, right? I was like, oh, shit, I'm good.
I got that.
I'm like, I'm good. Right? And then you hit this. I think for the first time, I devalued my education. I was like, yo, what was the whole point? Like, what am I missing?
No, I got you, because you devoted all that time to doing it.
Exactly.
And, yeah. So, I mean, I'm with you there. I understand that.
You know, but it didn't stop me. It didn't stop me. It's like, man, whatever. Like, all right, you know, let me dive into this.
If you don't mind me asking, I mean, I don't know what your degrees were in.
Yeah, it's so I got one master's in science management, and I specialize in strategic management.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what that is, it's literally, you know, you go in and you pretty much you're a system and processes person, right? So you look at a business or you look at an area.
So that explains the whole green belt. What was you saying?
Yeah, Six Sigma Green Belt.
They trying to get me with that. I almost did it.
Yeah. And so, and then obviously the MBA is about business and all that stuff. So, you know, for me, I was like, I just need a chance. I just need an opportunity. And you get to a point where you start seeing so many no's, and you start, you know, really, like, man, these people were like, man, I can't pay you, I can't afford you, and all this shit. You're like, well, shit, what you mean? Like, all right, I'll take less, right? You're like, I'll take less. Man, well, shit, if you take less, then I know I'm going to be out of job, because you're going to be coming for my job, right?
Yeah.
So then you're kind of stuck, right? You're kind of stuck in this quicksand, right? And so you get deeper in that quicksand because you start to panic, and I did. I started to panic. I started to get more anxious, and I was like, man, fuck it, I'm just not working anywhere, fuck that, all this type of stuff. And people are throwing these ideas out to you, right? And they throw these ideas out to you that are foreign to you because you've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean you didn't want to do it, you just never thought about that. And you, like, you know your limits, right? Like you know that, right? So it's like, all right, let me try. And then it's like the motivation you had to try, and then you're like, oh shit, well, you know, nah, I don't know about all that, because I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't know, right? Like, you want to,
people, we tend to stick to what we know.
Yeah.
And we tend to always end up in a situation back to what we did best and stuff like that, right?
Creatures of habits.
Yeah, exactly. We're creatures of habits. Like, I give an example. My wife, so she was 14 years military.
Yeah.
She was a chief in the Navy. And now she's working for Northwestern Mutual. And she's absolutely killing the game. But it's finance, right? That has always been her thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was military. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for your service, honey. Like, she was military. And she literally ended up doing what she's always been great at. Like, if that makes sense, right? So, you may go years and not really you're touching on deeply what you're supposed to be doing, but you always circulate around it some way.
Yeah.
And it just, she, you know, left military, walked right into Northwest Mutual. Like, bro, like, look, like you're laughing. There was a point I was like, damn, how you leave a damn career and walk right into another career?
Yeah.
Like, that's unheard of, right? Yeah. But she did it, and, like, she's killing it. I mean, she is flying everywhere, speaking to sailors. You know, her big clientele is military, former military, truck drivers. I mean, she is talking to everybody. She's doing what she does best and what she's passionate about, right? We all want that feeling, right? So that goes into, like, it's like, damn, like, we're creatures of habit, but the universe works where it'll always put you at the end in a position to where you're going to be doing something that you're passionate about, something that you're supposed to do.
I mean, like with me, this is how this whole thing worked with me. I'm working in, you know, networking, you know, and I'm sitting in front of a computer at a desk all day, and which, I mean, I don't mind the work, you know, they pay good, real good. So it's like, it was good to do it while I did it. But, you know, at the same time, you have a purpose in life. And your whole purpose here, I think, is to figure out what that is. And at some point, them strings start pulling on you and then start telling you, hey, you got to move in this direction because this is what your purpose is.
Yeah.
So now, like, this whole music thing, man, I'm hearing it everywhere I go, man. I'm just starting to realize how unhappy I am with what I'm doing because it's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So.
Yeah.
You know, taking that leap of faith and just jumping out there and doing it. Like you said, we creatures of habit. So as long as I got the safety net, which is the career I'm in right now, it's keeping me from taking that leap, you know, the way I'm supposed to. But deep down inside, I know. Just like you said, you know, she left that one career because she was probably sitting in that one career thinking about being in the career she's in now. But then she prepared herself to make that jump. And I don't know if that's because I don't know anything about her. So, I mean, I'm just speaking from, listening.
It's something that...
But she probably already had all the skills to do it in the first place.
Bro,
she was just born with it.
Bro,
so once they put her in that position, it was just like, I got this. And she don't need nothing. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much how you see people work.
She's killing it. She's absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
good to hear.
Yeah, and so, but yeah, I mean, at the same time, man, you know, it's that's the journey everybody's on, right? At this point in life, you're trying to figure out like what the hell.
Everybody should be
right?
doing it. If you ain't, man, because there's so many people out here. Like you got music, for instance. You know how many artists there are in the world, but do you know how many artists there are that can actually.
They actually do something.
You know what I'm saying?
They actually do something, yes.
You got
yes.
this whole thing where people just want to listen to music that talks about just generic, basic things that really nobody... I mean, we've heard it all before.
Yeah,
you know, it's time to
yeah.
start talking about things that's different. But, you know, there's so many people that are afraid to take that leap. Now, listen at the music industry. You can tell it's suffering because of it.
Yeah.
So all the people that, you know, really, really know they should be doing this, should be doing this. And I'm not trying to discourage anybody that, you know, that or say anybody shouldn't be doing something that they really feel passionate about doing.
But you're right, though.
But yeah, you know what I mean? The people that is like really, really supposed to be doing this shit.
Yeah, like you're right.
You know what I mean? Like they need them because they're the inspiration to bring the new generation of people that's supposed to be doing it for our children in the future. Like we supposed to inspire them. So by not doing the thing you're supposed to be doing, and I'm just talking just music right now, but when you talk about other things, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, if it's a doctor, if it's a veterinarian, if it's, a judge that spares a kid from going to jail, that inspires that kid to become a judge, like, whatever it is, like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing it, you ain't going to be in that position to do what you need to do.
Exactly.
To bring that next generation
in. I think that's my final message is to anybody listening to this that is... on that fence, what am I supposed to be doing? Or you're battling something emotionally, mentally, whatever. You're just in this. You're in quicksand right now. My advice to you is to recenter yourself. Right. So there's another episode that y'all can check out. Right. It's called Recenter. Recenter your why. Listen to that. It's only about 8 minutes. It's not long at all. Listen to that, and I'm gonna tell you something that really should help you out, right? You want to recenter your why, and once you recenter that why, then go for it. You know what I'm saying? You want to surround yourself around positive energy folks. You want to surround yourself around that, but recenter your why. And once you recenter your why, I guarantee you're gonna be okay.
And, you know, and just listening to that phrase alone. It kind of like just those words put together, it kind of makes me feel like if you actually do take a second and recenter it, figure out why you're doing anything you're doing, it literally will it bring answers, you know what I'm saying, for you.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm going to tell
you. Why am I doing this?
It will, because I've had people ask me, like, man, why are you into motivation? Like, why do you want to be a motivational speaker? Like, all this stuff. I'm like, man, I have a message that I feel like I help people.
I thought that, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking, like, because you came in a time where it was like nobody was motivated. Yeah. And then you were sitting there talking all this, you know what I mean? Because people don't want to hear that. Like, nobody want to hear all that positive.
Right.
And what's so messed up is people do, you know what I'm saying? It was just me at that time that didn't want to hear that, just because my life wasn't in a positive, and that's kind of like how we are, you know what I'm saying? It's like if we not on that temperature, we not at the same, you know, temperature as somebody else, it's like a miss, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if we pay attention and if we can actually look at ourselves and say, hey, this is me, I'm the problem right now, then you can actually grow from that. Like, I didn't ask you that question, but I was wondering, like, what was motivating you to try to motivate others at a time where it seemed nobody was motivated?
Yeah, you know,
Are you getting your motivation from?
I mean, and literally, I mean, just real quick before we close up, I think for me, you know, it was just Emmy, man, just to be honest with you. Like, it was just, I don't know what it was. I think I was tired of being tired. I think I was tired of just being in the same old rut. Now, does that mean that I don't have my episodes? No, I do. But yeah. I was just tired of being tired, and I was tired of seeing the greatness. I was tired of seeing the gloominess. I was like, man, you know, and I listened to Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Gary V, Jay Shetty, Inky Johnson, E.T. Hip Hop Preacher, like Eric Thomas. I mean, I listen to all those guys like daily. And yeah, some of those messages are pre-recorded, but I'll never forget, man. So I signed up for this webinar, and it's funny, Eric Thomas was on this webinar.
Yeah.
Like literally, like speaking to us, like talking, like on his webinar. And I remember he talked about why. And that always set in with me. I was probably one of like thousands and thousands, but who cares? I was there, right?
Yeah.
But in that, he talked about the why. And that just stuck with me. Like, I got notes on it and everything. Like, stuck with me.
When it's good, yeah, take notes.
You know, it stuck with me. And that's why. And then, you know, I feel like the universe will connect you to the people that you need to be connected to.
Yeah. And that's why I keep doing what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm happy to have you here.
Yeah, man.
You can come whenever you know what I'm saying? Whenever you feel compelled to come over here and do this, man.
We back, baby. Like,
yeah, we back.
Like, we back. But, hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Corey, thank you, man. Myself, this is Be Motivated for Life. That's our IG. Hit us up on IG, Be Motivated for Life. These episodes will be dropping today. So, hey, tune in. Thank you. Be motivated. Stay motivated. We out.